USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now there are four women accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of behaving inappropriately, with two more coming forward in recent hours. Caitlin Caruso says as a 19-year-old student at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, Biden rested his hand on her thigh and hugged her, as she puts it, a little too long. DJ Hill claiming as her husband took a photo of the two, Biden placed his hand on her shoulder and then started dropping it down her back, making her feel very uncomfortable. No comment yet from Biden on these latest allegations. After 100,000 apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the southern border in March, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen compares it to a natural disaster.
We're now treating this like a massive Cat 5 hurricane disaster.
Telling Fox it may be one of the biggest crises the country's faced in a decade. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The next mayor of Chicago will be the first black woman and the first openly gay person to hold that office in the Windy City, former federal prosecutor Lori Lightfoot, defeating Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle to win the mayor's race yesterday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo with a message to families of U.S. citizens being held captive abroad.
Mr. Pompeo said the U.S. is doing all it can for the safe release of their loved ones. He warned against paying ransom for their release.
As we move in that direction, we create risk. Indeed, we know that there are nations that take Americans less because there's less money coming from America.
Mr. Pompeo also stressed what terrorists would do with that ransom money.
Any payment to a terrorist or a terrorist regime gives money so that they can seize more of our people. We cannot accept that risk. You wouldn't ask that of us.
I'm John Clemens.
Whole Foods is to slash prices by 20% on hundreds of items beginning today. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's threat to close down the southern border with Mexico is raising concerns over economic troubles. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The U.S. Department of Transportation estimates over 20,000 pedestrians and 35,000 cars can cross between El Paso and Ciudad Juarez on a daily basis. El Paso Mayor DeMargo tells the political website The Hill there needs to be multiple options when it comes to securing our southern border.
You cannot do a physical barrier from El Paso, Texas to Brownsville, Texas. The geography will not allow it. And most of Texas is private land, or can't be done anyway in most cases, or you'll have to do eminent domain, which is litigation in multiple years. But there is a place for physical barriers, according to the CBP. As I've talked to them, there's a place. They need more manpower. They've told me they need more 2,000 more agents. There's also a place for technology. So it's part and parcel. My position is a physical barrier is not the be-all, end-all for border security. To me, it begins with the laws and that we have passed that need to be revamped and changed, and then dealing with immigration law to begin with, and improving legal immigration. We're less than 4% of unemployment. We need more legal immigration.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen orders another 750 agents to the border who are expected to arrive later this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.